So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited the opinion of Rabbah, Katan ein a meilad, a minor cannot father a child. And the Brisa elaborates, Ish mezid umazriya, vein katan mezid umazriya. An adult's zera can father a child, while a minor zera cannot. The Gemara challenges this assertion from the following Brisa. Ben v'loy av, only a son and not a father can become a ben zera mar. And as Rashi explains, the Gemara at this point understands this exclusion to mean that if the ben seri mer fathered a child, these halachas do not apply to him. However, the Gemara asks that Krespedoi says, "Kol yomav she ben seri mer eina eli gimachadash melva." The time frame during which a boy can become a ben seri mer is only 3 months from when he became a gadol, and the child certainly cannot be conceived and born within 3 months. Unless we say that this exclusion ben v'le'av refers to where de'i aber mikmei de'laisi shtei sirus. This child was conceived earlier when the ben serim was yet a minor and born after he became a gadol. Shemamana katan ma'ilah, this proves that a minor can father a child. The Gemara answers that ben v'le'av must be understood as ben v'le'haro l'kroise'av. The pasuk excludes a boy who is fit to be called a father, which is after the pregnancy becomes noticeable at 3 months after conception, and it all occurred after he became a gadol, exactly as Reb Krespedoi ruled. The Gemara elaborates on the time frame when a boy can become a ben seri mer. On the one hand, Reb Krespedoi ruled, "Kol yomav shel ben seri mer ein el gimel chadashim bolvad." This stage lasts only 3 months. However, our Mishnah ruled, "Mishayavish deisaris vach Yaakov zaken," from when he presents two pubic hairs and becomes an adult until his lower beard fills in. The Gemara answers, "Hikiv zaken avagav delay moligim chadashim, moligim chadashim avagav delay hikiv." He can only become a ben seri mer until either of these events occurs, whichever comes first. At first, the Gemara infers from Reb Krespedoi's ruling, "Yeledis l'shiva ein ubra nikur l'shlish yimeha." Even a woman who gives birth after 7 months does not show her pregnancy until after 3 months, and not after a third of her pregnancy, because otherwise, lomali gimel betray v'tilsus hagi. He's fit to be a father after 2 1/3 months. However, the Gemara rejects this inference. Eimalach uber nikur l'shlish yimeha zil basar ruba. It is possible that her pregnancy is noticeable after a third of a pregnancy at 2 1/3 months. However, the pasuk's references follow the majority of women who give birth after 9 months. Therefore, he can become a ben seri mer for the full 3 months based on Reib that we follow the majority. The Gemara points out that although regarding din nefashas capital cases, the pasuk says b'shavto eda b'tzilo eda, we seek to be lenient in capital cases, nevertheless, we follow the majority and as the following Mishnah rules, echad eme b'shnai mechadish v'echad eme b'gimel edusin kayemes. If one witness reports that an incident occurred on the second day of the month, and the other says it happened on the third of the month, we accept their testimony. We do not consider them to be contradicting each other because we assume that one witness knew when Bezin established Rosh Chodesh and the other witness did not. Because the majority of people err in this matter. The Gemara seeks to bring another proof that we follow the majority even in Din Nefashas. As soon as a girl turns 3 years and 1 day, her bia has full halachic status, and so the following halachas apply. Miskadeshes bibia, she can be betrothed by having marital relations. Vimbola ayavim kana, ayavim, her childless husband's brother, acquires her by having relations. And v'chayav nula mishum eshesish, if she marries, one is liable for having relations with her as an eshesish. The Brisa continues with many more examples of the halachic ramifications of her bia. And the Gemara asks, Eima islanus hi vadaita dahochi lakadish. We should suspect that any minor girl might be an islandess, a woman who will never mature physically, and so her marriage was under mistaken assumptions and therefore invalid. How can we put someone to death for having relations with her as an Eishes is? Clearly, because Amrina Zal Basaruba, for Reb Nashim Lav Islandess Ninu, we follow the majority, even in capital cases, and the majority of girls do mature. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. The Brisa might refer to a case where the husband accepted all possible outcomes when he married the girl, and so she is certainly an Eshesish. The Gemara now cites a Brisa regarding the age when a boy's bia has halachic standing. Hamsulelis bibna katan the haraba. If a minor son performed hara, the initial stage of bia, with his mother, there's a machlekes. Bishami armin pasla menakuna, ubisil machshirin. Bishami says that it is considered a bia of an erva, and she is now considered a zayna and disqualified from marrying a kohen. Basil says that it's not considered a bia, and she may still marry a kohen. The Gemara explains, Hakol ma'idim beben tesha shana b'yamecha chabiyas bia. All agree that once a boy turns 9 years old, his bia has halachic standing. Pachis mi ben shmaina she'ein b'yas bia. And if he's less than 8 years old, his bia has no halachic standing. Lo'inech l'ku ela beben shmaina. They disagree regarding a boy between 8 and 9. The Bishami Sabri Gemini Medaris Rishainim, Ubisil Sabri Loi Gemini Medaris Rishainim. Bishami hold that since early generations father children are age 8, this shows that their Bia has a halachic standing even today. While Bishami holds that we do not derive this halacha from earlier generations, since the reality today is different. The Gemara now cites several Pesukim as the source that early generations fathered children at age 8. The Pasuk says, HaLizois Basheva Baseliam Eches Ur Yachiti. And another Pasuk says, Eliam Ben Achitofel Hagiloini. The Shlema Melech, who was Basheva's son, was Achitofel's great-grandson. Now, Abraisa states, Koshanaisim Shal Achitofel Eina Ela Shleshim Mashalish. Achitofel only lived for 33 years, and Shlema was 7 years old at the time of his death. And so Achitofel was 26 when Shlema was born. 26 equals 33 minus 7. Dal tarti shnei litlosa iburi, shakech b'cholchad b'chad b'temani oilut. If we subtract 2 years for the 3 pregnancies, we see that each generation fathered a child at age 8. 26 minus 2 is 24. 24 divided by 3 equals 8. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Delma tavayu b'tesha oilut, u'basheva elida b'shis mishum de'itza bari. Perhaps the men fathered the child at 9. But Bathsheba gave birth at age 6, since women have more energy. The Pasuk says, Elo told this Terach. Terach hoiled as Avram es nachar bes haran. The Gemara points out, Nimtz Avram godl shtei shonim haran. Apparently Avram was 2 years older than Haran. Now Avram married Sarah, who was Haran's daughter. Sarah, who was 10 years younger than he was. Thus, Ishtakech ki yelodah haran l'sarah, betmamni oylida. Sarah was born when Haran was 8 years old. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Tim Avram zuta dachu hava. But Derechach Masin Kachashmlu, perhaps Avram was the youngest of the brothers, yet the Pasuk lists him first, since he was the most notable of the brothers. Ubitzal ben Uri ben Hur Lamati Yehuda. Bitzal was the grandson of Hur, who was the son of Kalev. Now, Bitzal was 13 when he made the Mishkan, and Kalev was 40 years old when he went with the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, 1 year later, at which point Bitzal was 14. 40 minus 14 equals 26. Dal tarti shnei ditlosi ibur, shtakech tocholchad b'chad b'tamni oilet. If we subtract 2 years for the 3 pregnancies, we see that each generation gave birth at age 8. 26 minus 2 is 24. 24 divided by 3 equals 8.